Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning, and we There we go. 7:40 on a Monday morning. A few extra buttons to push, but we're there. Welcome to the new WPHM, Port Huron City Manager James Freed. Good morning.
It's the new WPHM, but it's looks like the same old bloat. Saw last month here.
Same old me.
I was disappointed. I thought I was going to find like this new version of, you know, young and, but here you are.
No, it's all illusion. I may sound better in stereo, but it's just me. And the same old canal, and that's what we want to talk about today. Canal. Did you know when this problem started, 3 years ago, that it was going to drag on like this and be as big and expensive a problem as it has been?
No, because when it fell off, of course, the engineers bring me out there, and I go, well, you know, go get a crane and lift it back on and bolt it up. Let's get this fixed. And it turns into, well, it's a little bit more difficult than that, and then, you know, you start going down this rabbit hole of just how bad it is.
Yeah.
And it took us probably, I'd say, 60 days to really realize the scope of the damage that has been done. The damage to the gate. Then there's the state compliance working with Eagle and FEMA. That cofferdam that's there, is that the level it is set at was set by the FEMA floodplains to ensure that the cofferdam's there protecting the further erosion,
mm-hmm.
Which it did a good job. We had a little washout this weekend, but it's nothing what would have happened had the cofferdam not been there. But that cofferdam level it took months to negotiate with Eagle and FEMA on what level that should be, because you don't want to build a dam that's so high that it creates flooding elsewhere in the city,
right.
And so it has to be set at a proper level so water can flow over it when it needs to, but the undercurrent wasn't possibly there to mm-hmm. wash out the banks. So it's just, I look over my career and I'm like, if you would have told me when I was in public policy school that the number one issue I'd be working on right now is this dang canal. And it's just, it's so much money. There's people who say, just open it up and it won't fill in. And that's just foolishness. We know it will fill in because that's why they built the Tainter Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Once that sand makes it past the Gratiot Bridge, we can't dredge. It would cost us millions to dredge. And so if we open it up like some demand, it will self-destruct. It will be the end. It may take 12 to 14 months, but it will self-destruct. And so I think there's some people who say, well, just open it, and if it self-destructs, you'll fix it then. Well, then we're talking $10 million. And so this is the difficult part of having it closed to isolate as much damage as possible. We had a little washout this week, past weekend, but we already have seawalls in the bid, so it's just a little backfill. It amazes me how many engineers are on Facebook. You know, if you just open it up, it won't fill in with sand. Well, do you think they built the Tainter Gate? Remember, they built the canal, and then 16 years later, they went back in and put the Tainter Gate in. Why? Because the sand kept on filling it in. So for 16 years, they've dealt with this. And then the Tainter Gate, so we know, it's not a theory, we know exactly what will happen if we pull out that gate right now.
A lot of those same engineers say, well, just fix the Tainter Gate. Why can't you just fix it?
My buddy can weld it. We drove by and looked at it. It's fixable.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I brought some of the best fabricators in the region out there. I said, is this salvageable? And they did their due diligence, went out there and looked at it, and they're like, no. It's 13,000 pounds. It's torqued. It's bent. The gear shaft on top's fully destroyed. And so I tell people, I'm like, well, if your buddy thinks he can fix it for a case of beer, send him my way and I'll let him do it.
Right.
And you know what? No one showed up. No one showed up to fix it. So, I mean, it's gotten so ridiculous. I mean, you can't even read social media anymore. I mean, and there's one guy who's, I mean, reasonably decent, like reasonable person posted nonsense. I'm like, what are you doing? But my job is to fix it. And so I'm working on a plan. The city of Port Huron cannot finance it on its own. We have knocked on every door, and I'm talking every alphabet soup agency from NOAA to FEMA to the Army Corp, every single alphabet soup in Lansing and D.C. trying to get funding for this. It's just there's no lifeboat coming.
And that surprises me because there's more than just pleasure boating at stake here, right? I mean, there's a safety issue, and it's an environmental issue too.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
The problem is it's not. The Army Corps and the Coast Guard have never recognized the canal is a navigable waterway. So it is in the eyes of the state and the federal government, it is not a boating channel.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the canal was built is because we didn't have sewage systems until 70 years ago. So all the sewers, the slaughterhouse downtown, all the factories, they just dumped into the Black River.
Awesome.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The canal has been dammed up, but we don't have wild odors everywhere.
Yeah.
And so the environmental impact is, I mean, it's not going to raise the Black River level. The Black River is down right now because there's historic low water levels all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what makes it difficult is because it doesn't, you have to, when you go for federal or state funding, you have to find a pot of money
mm-hmm.
that like, you know, a state agency that can fiduciate, or there's, you know, a grant, they block grant money to the states and then you have to find someone to take the money and give it to you. And so that's been the difficult part. We've gone through, I mean, we've met with so many agencies. I mean, it's just, I mean, you, if you name the agency, we've been through it.
Right. So on this, April 13th, you've kind of drafted a new plan that involves Port
yeah.
Huron Township, Fort
yeah.
Gratiot Township, federal funding. Tell us what the
yeah. So the bids the bid came in lower than we expected. We had an estimate on the project at $5.6 million. The bid came back at $4.7 million. The high bid came back about $6.8 million. And the company that did the low bid is a really good company who can really do it. So this is a really good price. I talked with the townships. I went to their meetings. I heard from their residents. And you know, if you're a farmer out in the west end of Fort Gratiot, why do you care about the canal? And there's, I mean, that makes sense to me. If you're a resident in South Park, why do you care about the canal? And so the financing plan I have in place is we would issue a 30-year municipal bond. We'd use a conservative rate of about 4.3% interest rate. It's about a payment. So my plan is first and foremost, we need to drive down the borrowing cost. So I don't want to borrow 4.7. I want to borrow 3.7. I've personally pledged that I will go out into the community and raise $1 million from donors, businesses, and philanthropy in the next 30 days. And I am well on my way. I am well on my way to raising that $1 million. There's a lot of people and organizations who want to help drive down that cost from 4.7 to 3.7 million. Once we get it down to 3.7 million, we'll issue a municipal bond at 30-year note. That gives us a payment of about $220,000 a year. I am requesting an annual contribution from each township of $35,000 for Port Huron Township and $25,000 from Fort Gratiot Township. That represents, respectively, about 16 and 11% of the bond payment. The other 73% of the bond payment will be paid by the city of Port Huron. Now, this is not a handout. We are looking at deploying a new permit system for motorcraft within the canal. So if you want to use the canal with your motorboat, you have to buy an annual permit, somewhere between $100 and $200 a year. We believe, based on the state of Michigan's registration data, that there's enough watercraft to cover most of the bond payment, meaning this is going to become an enterprise. So I'm asking the townships to not just give me $35,000, but then sell boat permit fees to their residents to help recoup their costs. And if they sell above and beyond, they send the rest of the money to Port Huron to help us offset our bulk of the bond payment. What's amazing, if you go by the state of Michigan, there's about 2,500 watercraft within these Fort Gratiot, Port Huron Township, in the city of Port Huron. Those are registered motorcraft, 2,500. There are more registered watercraft in Fort Gratiot than Port Huron Township and the city of Port Huron combined. So for the residents of Fort Gratiot who say, well, what does the canal do for us? You have more registered watercraft, people put in at the docks, put in the lifts, fishermen, all those people who use the canal, than anyone else. And so we really think this is a fair deal. This is a deal that puts the users, the burden of the cost on the users, not the general taxpayers. So I think it's a fair deal. I think it's a very fair deal.
What kind of response have you gotten from the townships at this point?
I think I met with the township supervisors, and they're very receptive to always having a conversation. And they recognize that this is important as well. I think Port Huron Township, Bob Lewandowski is great to work with. Rob Montgomery is great to work with. These are reasonable people. You just have to find them a solution that makes sense for their township. The idea that the city manager is going to roll into Fort Gratiot or Port Huron Township and extract money without a fair deal, that's not how things work. And so we're negotiating a fair deal, what works best for their residents and protects the townships financially. And I think they're very receptive to that. So I'm bullish that we're going to get this done.
We've lived for, 3 years now without that canal being open. Why not just leave it? Just say, all right, well, that's not a thing anymore. It broke and we don't have it.
Well, Paul, if you've ever gone down that canal after a long day of boating, sunset, beautiful. It's beautiful. We are a seafaring people. We seek bright sunrises and, you know, brisk cold water. This is what we do. There is also a huge loss to the economy that maybe we have become numb to it because it's been 3 years. But if you go talk to the bait and tackle shops, go talk to the restaurants along the river, go talk to the bars and restaurants along the river, go talk to the to all those businesses along the river, they will tell you they see the impact every day on their bottom line. And their employees do as well. You know, if a couple kayakers don't go downtown, it may not mean that much to you, but to the waitress who got those two tables to serve, that's a big boom in the arm, a nice shot in the arm. And so there's an economic reality that this the canal is a economic benefit to the city of Port Huron. And it's part of our culture. It's who we are. We are the island community. We are the home of the first Island Loop Trail. The first Blue Water Island Loop Trail is in the city of Port Huron. This is part of who we are. And I can't look back. I can't have my kids 20 years from now saying, well, Dad, you were the city manager. Why is this canal all dammed up? Mm-hmm. Well, because we didn't get it fixed. Because we didn't. Come on. So failure is not an option. We're going to get this open. It is my belief that I'm going to have this open. This is the year that we get it done.
How long is this work going to take once you get all the funding in place?
It's going to be a heavy project. You're going to have all season of construction. By the time it's actually all done, probably April of next year, but substantial completion before the end of the season.
All right. Exciting stuff.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm dialing for dimes right now. If you're a business owner or you're a resident who want to help, give me a call or I'll call you and I'll give you the pitch on why to donate to the canal. If you're a township resident, your board needs to hear from you. Squeaky wheels get the grease. I find it difficult to believe that we have thousands of boaters in these two townships and the township boards may not think it's important, which I think they do. But to the township residents who have no business in the canal and live far out and they're farming and we're not asking you for money. I'm not asking for money. This is not a handout. We're asking you to join us in a very profitable enterprise to get this thing fixed. And then when we fix this canal and when we retire this debt, we get rid of those permits. These permits can't be for everything. We'll codify that in the agreement as well. Once this debt's paid off, the fees and the annual permits go away. And so we'll codify that in the agreement as well. And so I think this is a fair and equitable deal. And Paul, I think you know by now, and most of the residents know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I've never made that claim. I'm probably not the dumbest, but I'm running out of ideas. Okay, I'm running out of ideas. Congressman Lisa McClain has worked hard to get us in congressional funding, but that money would be another year out if Congress passes a budget. And I'm not sure Congress can pass a budget in a midterm election year. Let's be honest. We have continuing resolutions and government shutdowns. And not only that, if we did get that money, it's a $2 million match. And then we'd have to rebid the construction project to meet federal standards such as Davis-Bacon wages, which would add probably 20 to 30% to the project cost. So money from D.C. isn't always without strings, and it's a long way out. And if it's all the same to you, Paul, I would like to be on that canal, hopefully that next summer, wide open, completely fixed for the next generation.
We'll see you out there. Good luck, James.
Appreciate I'm trying
the,
hard.
Update. Thanks so much.
Yep.
James Reed, Port Huron City Manager with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.